Welcome back to His Time. It is Tuesday, January 28th, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and I'm Eddie Bates, your host. It is time to start your day with the Word of God and prayer, and today we're going to check in with some friends. This morning, we're going to check in with our friends at Concordia Publishing House. I know it's cold out there, but it is time to start thinking about Vacation Bible School. So joining us by phone this morning, Pam Numeloff, editor of VBS and Family Materials at Concordia Publishing House. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Andy.
So good to have you on this morning. I know not too long ago, we tried to schedule this and we all got snowed in.
Yes.
So no snow. It's just as cold today, but no snow for us. I know some of our friends out east are still experiencing that. So
yeah.
Well, something to warm us up. Start thinking about Vacation Bible School, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, usually Vacation Bible School during the summer for most of us, and usually that's a warmer time for most of us. I guess our friends on the other side of the globe, our friends down in Australia, probably Vacation Bible School. Well, they're probably in the middle of their summer right now, so
yeah.
Maybe they're doing their Vacation Bible School right now. But for us, it's something to warm up to on these cold days, start thinking about it. And, you know, with it so many months away, it's kind of in the back of our minds, but we really need to start preparing for it if we're going to have a Vacation Bible School this summer, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would let you know that all the VBS, you know, there's lots and lots of people who love VBS out there who are already right in the middle of it, starting that planning process.
So in order to plan for it, part of that is picking out VBS curriculum or materials.
Uh-huh.
And there are some things we need to think about when we're looking for VBS materials. There are things that, five elements that we should look for that you all recommend.
Yes.
The first thing, it needs to be volunteer friendly. Why is that important?
Well, that's really important because, well, volunteers are critical to Vacation Bible School, and you're doing something during the summer, and even though, you know, the slow summer days, I don't know when that was, but it's not now. And so people are really, really busy, and so they just need to have a chance to have materials that they can pick up and easily use. And also that also one of the things about Vacation Bible School that's really a really interesting part of the component is if you're a school teacher, there's one adult in that classroom. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you might have a team of two.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, or you might just be teaching those children alone. But a lot of times in Vacation Bible School, there are helpers and there are team leaders for small groups and you know, snack team people and craft team people. And so when you're doing Vacation Bible School, the experience includes lots of adults and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
In some VBSs I've been in, there's been one adult for every two kids.
Sure.
So we want it to be volunteer friendly and have the materials be easy for them to use and to implement.
I'm glad you've pointed that out. As a parish DCE, particularly when I was a full-time parish director of Christian education, I remember some folks saying, wow, I bet you're glad that summer's here now so things can slow down for you. And I thought, that's not when things slow down for me. That's when things pick up.
Yeah.
You know, that's when we have a lot of activities actually going on in a congregation when it comes to education.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
families sometimes have a little more time to do things like that, Vacation Bible School and other activities during the summer. So, certainly being mindful of family schedules and volunteers, your leaders who are stepping up to the plate to lead in VBS, you want to make sure that the materials are easy for them to use, that it's really easy for them to pick up
just,
and use.
You know, that and we really look, you know, use my experience in, you know, decades now of Vacation Bible Schools in all sorts of settings. You know, we try to think of the ways and the things that experienced volunteers need and appreciate, and people who have just said, I'm going to give this a shot, so that they have all the information they need as they, you know, begin at a starting place in Vacation Bible School.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Because it's so valuable for the kids. It's a valuable part of a congregational ministry because it is so, it nurtures the faith of the children in your congregation, but what a wonderful outreach opportunity you have to their friends, to family members, and to the community.
Yeah, for I know for our congregation, it's more than just the kids. The whole congregation is involved, and it's really family Bible school during the summer for us, and so the whole family is involved. So
That's awesome.
The next element of the five elements is a law gospel Christ-centered lessons. We want to make sure that there's law and gospel, that the lessons are about Christ, right?
Right. Absolutely. And the law gospel balance is the understanding that we as sinners need a Savior, and we have that Savior in Jesus Christ, and that the good news that he came to earth to live the life we could not, pay the price for our sins with his death, but also to rise to claim the victory of eternal life that is ours, and then to give that to us in through faith, is that's just the essential Christian message. One of the things that can happen as we want, you know, we also want VBS to be fun, but we don't want fun at the expense of God's holy word. Mm-hmm. And the message, the message that's embedded there, the life-giving message that's there. So we want to make sure that our curriculum each and every day shares Jesus, our Savior. And I don't know what your experience is, Andy, but I would have to say there are, in my vacation Bible schools, there'd be lots of kids who would come all day, every day, but then there'd be the kids who'd be there on Monday and Thursday, and or Tuesday, or not Friday, and it's so essential that message about Jesus our Savior is proclaimed clearly every single day, and the balance between our sin and our Savior in the law gospel presentation is there every single day.
Absolutely. And the third element, a biblical theme. What do you mean by that? A biblical theme.
Well, we have really the center component of Vacation Bible School. Again, I've just said it a couple of times already. Needs to be God's holy word, and it needs to be recognizable to kids. In my teaching background, we did a lot of theme. We experienced themes in a school setting and exploring a theme, but VBS has gone to like Gangway to Galilee. The theme is the stories in around the Sea of Galilee. All five are stories about Jesus and his ministry at and around the Sea of Galilee. And the theme, the 21st century theme, is sailing. And we can connect, children can easily connect that theme to the Bible stories in God's holy word and make those connections with the most important thing about Vacation Bible School, hearing the message that God has for us in his word about Jesus our Savior. So we want people not to have to work hard to figure out that, this theme connects to God's word.
And that's kind of what the next element, that's very much so related to the next element, correct scriptural context.
Yes.
Understanding the scriptural context correctly.
Yes. And one of the things that I love to do is to get kids into the scriptures and to use the scriptures themselves as the storytelling elements. And I prefer not to include fictional characters and add characters that aren't there to the Bible to maybe make the story more interesting. Hey, it's God's word. His power is in that. We can use scripture with kids, but to get them in it, and I love acting out the Bible stories and including kids actively participating in the telling of God's word, and also actively engaged in the Bible itself. Vacation, it is Vacation Bible School, after all.
So. Right. It's all about God's Word and understanding it in the context, not making God's Word fit to what it is that we want to do in our own agenda, but rather changing our, crafting our agenda around the Word.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And hearing what he has to say, you know, clearly, and clearly pointing, you know, you know, it's not Pam Numila's proclamation. It is God's proclamation to us, and his word that is the focal point. And it's you know, that's just really important to keep that very, very clear for kids who are hearing messages from all different kinds of authorities, you know, throughout the world.
And lastly, engaging, enriching content is the last element to look for in VBS.
Well, and in my experience with kids, if they're engaged and they're provided with activities that are rich and interesting, they're going to have fun. And so we focus on making sure that happens. And all those, any activities or that we hope to engage them and enrich their lives with, all then connect back to the scriptures. But each and every element of Vacation Bible School for Concordia Publishing House, from storytelling, of course, based in the scriptures, Bible Challenge, which is where we teach the Bible, the kids dive into God's Word and open the scriptures as they learn the Bible memory verse for the day. And even games and snacks and crafts all connect back, and teachers use the word aligned. They're all aligned to the take-home point, the idea, the scriptural context, the scriptural teaching that we want to proclaim that day.
Very good.
And when kids leave, you know, with that that take-home point, Jesus is our Savior, or God provides all I need, on their lips as they leave that day, or when you say gangway, you know, and they repeat that for you, oh my goodness, you know, God's Word in their hearts, you know, Jesus Christ on their lips. That's Vacation Bible School success.
Very good. I appreciate that you pointed out that all those, all the things, the crafts, the snacks, and music, all are there to align with and to lift up the gospel, to support the message, the gospel message, the scriptural truth that is taught in Vacation Bible School.
Yes, and music is one of such an essential component for Vacation Bible School, and we want it to be also engaging and uplifting. The one thing that I always think about is I think about a 9 and 10 year old boy as I plan Vacation Bible School, because they really they're key. If you get their interest, you've pretty much got everybody else's.
They're your toughest crowd.
If they're singing the songs, then you're talking active, you're talking energetic, because that's one of the essential components of that child. But also that, you know, that all the music also clearly proclaims Jesus. And because it gets, you know how often you hear this tune in your head. And we hope VBS music is that, and then we want it focused on Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, with just about a half a minute left, if we haven't gotten in, you know, gotten things in gear and started preparing, what's our first step? What do we need to do next, Pam?
Well, if my biggest recommendation is type in cph.org and click VBS and order your starter kit. That'll help. But also, we have a great, if you're not quite ready for that, go to our website and check out Gangway to Galilee. There's the overview of the program. There's samples of music. There's examples of the crafts and games and just lots of great decorating ideas to transform your church into a great environment to share the good news that Jesus is our Savior and all the things he taught at the Sea of Galilee.
Very good. Very good. We've been talking with Pam Numala, editor of VBS and Family Materials at Concordia Publishing House. Thanks, Pam, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you.
God's blessings to you.
And God bless you, too, and all the VBSers out there who are getting ready for summer 2014.
Amen. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.